All right, episode 6 of On the Porch. I'm here with Vail.
Hey, I'm the co-host.
And I'm also here with Tyler Horton.
What's up?
It's our guest. I wouldn't say special, but it's our guest. It's our guest.
Come on, bro.
He's not special, bro.
I mean,
are you saying Tyler Horton don't matter because he sprained his ankle?
Nah, everybody's special in their own matter. You know, let me take that statement back. Everybody's special in their own way. So, I guess, in his own way, our special guest, Tyler. How you doing, man?
I'm good.
That's good, man. Teeth, why are we here today?
I don't know. Why are we here today?
You know, I don't know either. That's
recording a podcast. That's why we're here.
Yeah, it is our job to record podcasts. And we happen to get, you know, Tyler. He was texting me. He was like, hey, man, let me get on the porch, man. You know how Tyler be. He's crying to be on here. So he's like, eh, all right.
Bro invited me. I did not cry.
Yeah, he's lying.
He ain't cry, but he did ask.
Asked me first. I didn't.
You asked him first, Bill?
Nah.
Bill asked me first.
No, I didn't. I was like, what's up, Tyler? He was like, what's up, man? He was like, let me get on the porch. I was like,
nah, I did not know this was called on the porch, bro.
I was like, all right, man. You can get on. It's whatever. And we scheduled a time, and here we are, man. Tyler, we all know you play basketball. You like what? 6'5", 6'6"?
6'8".
Yeah, he's taller than that, man.
My bad. Last time I seen him, he was 6'5", so.
Yeah, I grew a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. 3 inches. Still 5'8", so, you know, you got to give it time. Teeth, you know, he right there with me, 5'10".
I'm 5'11", but okay.
That's really 6 foot.
Don't hype his head up.
Nah.
Bro.
Don't hype his head up, bro. When I say 6 foot, they're like, you ain't 6 feet tall. I'm like, shoes on, I am. Give you some Tims. I'm definitely 6 feet.
You always wearing shoes.
Yeah, like, you walk around barefoot.
Grimy.
Man.
They're just mad he's small, bro.
I'm not mad. I do wish I was taller, but you got to give it time. You know, it's God's plan at the end of the day.
Get that surgery, bro.
The leg surgery, I'm going to get that, bro. I'm going to be a good. I can't make it noticeable, so I'm going to be like 6'3". So
can't make it noticeable,
bro. Grew like put it overnight, bro.
For real.
I mean, hey, what they don't know won't hurt them. But anyway, Tyler, play basketball, man. As T said, you got that little leg injury. What you looking forward to the season, man?
Being with the team, going for a state championship. We got the skill. So,
all right, short and simple. T, why don't you never play basketball,
bro? We're not finna get into that right now.
Come on, bro. It's perfect.
Anyways,
it's a basketball episode, bro. Come on.
Why didn't you play basketball?
You could definitely, Teeth, I ain't gonna lie. You have the ability. You have the talent. I believe you could have played, bro.
They said no, bro.
Who said no?
I don't want to name drop coach. Was it him? Both of them, bro. Wait, what happened? I remember I tried out freshman year for freshman team. Coach David wasn't coach back then. Nah, yeah. Whoever that was, he said nah. He's like, you trash, bro. And then Coach Dave did the same thing, but I like going to it. It was cool to go to like all the workouts and stuff, but same situation. It just happened again sophomore year. It was like, nah, you ain't it.
That's kind of deep, bro. I'm sorry.
It's all right.
But you know.
Man, I low-key could have transferred.
You could have,
went to like an actual bad school.
You go to a trash team and you know you drop good stats.
He might get like 12 a game.
I don't know.
On a bad team.
On a bad, nah. Teeth probably, if he was on a,
depends how bad the team is, bro.
Yeah, they really do depend, but on a cool little team, you'd average like, I'm trying to be generous, they probably have you play small forward or shooting guard. You'd probably be the primary ball handler, so probably like, I don't know, because you always treat like prime Teeth. I'm assuming that's like what, sophomore year, junior year?
That's probably like mid junior year.
Okay, so I'm all right, and I played you mid junior year, so I'll say probably a cool 15.
You're being a little bit too generous.
Small high school, bro. Yeah. You're a power forward. If you go to a small school.
Yeah, that's true. I would definitely play like a big
yeah,
man.
Yeah, you wouldn't be handling a rock or anything.
Yeah.
He's
good on the shoulders. Get him in the paint.
Get him in the pose. But it's weird because whenever we play, you play like a guard. Like you play like a KD, and it's kind of, it's your favorite player, so I understand. But I see, all right, so we're not 15. Probably. So they had you in a post. I don't know. I just can't see you playing post, bro.
I can play post, but like post is just
at the park is way different. By the way. Like if you're at the park, you can handle the rock anyway.
Yeah.
But if you're on a court in high school basketball,
especially for high school,
yeah, they definitely. Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah, I didn't think about that.
You got the fastest people in the state running at you. You don't know what to do.
Yeah, but I mean, Teeth is like Teeth. I'm not trying to hype him up, but like he's
don't
big.
Hype me up,
he's
bro.
Big, bro, Teeth is like he's big and fast. So I'm thinking small forward, but. Cause he's not too tall for power forward, but he's not too small for like small. You
for
weird
shooting guard.
Yeah, so yeah. It's like you just a small forward. Like I don't know, Teeth is weird.
What about you, Vail?
Bro,
you could be like really tough.
I saw
Chris
the
Paul,
clips
bro.
On Instagram, bro. I saw the clips on Instagram.
I'm solid.
Nice.
I'm solid.
He's trying to not sound cocky and stuff, bro.
I'm solid, bro. I mean, if I have a good day, I think I'm the best player in the world.
I think if Ed went to like one of the most trash high schools for basketball here, he would get like a good 45-10.
All right, stop.
A game, yeah.
Yeah. Assist or I mean, I can get up, honestly.
Assist, bro.
I mean, yeah.
It's an assist.
I mean, I don't know. Whatever. It's always weird because whenever I go to the court and whenever I used to play against like, so I live by that's classified
information. Yeah, don't drop that.
The park where I play at, I play against this dude who went to a different high school, and he was like, "Hey man, blah 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 blah. Where do you what school you go to?" And I was like, "I go to Warren."
Yeah, that infamous question, bro.
Yeah, what school you go to? I'm like, "Oh, I go to Warren." Blah 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 blah. He was like, "Yeah, you shot for a team." And I'm just like, you know, I think about it. I never seen that thing in me because I just hoop for like that's my hobby,
bro. You should just like okay. Join the team. You'll be a good solid bench. You'll be a good solid like backup point. You can call the game. You can call the game and run it at the same time.
I can't do that.
I saw the clips. You can definitely get on the court, bro.
I can. Yeah, I can play. Team draw can play.
I'm like lob it, Tyler. Hey, come on,
just
bro.
Just lob it up. Yeah, people. It's weird because people. All right, that's transfers. Just transfers to the next topic. Player comparison. Who do y'all think y'all play like?
Oh my god, bro.
I'll let Teef go first. I gotta think.
I yeah, have no go. Idea, bro.
You know who you play like, bro.
I don't.
You know who you play like, bro. You know who you play like, bro. Why are no, you thinking about this, bro? You play.
I think low key Eric Bledsoe.
Stop lying. He's lying, bro. Teef play like James Harden, bro.
That's not true.
Teef play.
It depends on the day.
He literally plays like James Harden mix a KD. That's
it depends on the day, bro.
So he cried for fouls.
Like if you sagging off too much, I'm gonna just hit like a few tweens and just.
Yeah, that's three. James Harden, bro. Yeah.
Bro, literally James okay. Harden. And he's, bro James he Harden. Size, bro. Size as
yeah,
a big.
It's the same build.
But he's like, he's smaller.
Grow the beard out.
You big and fast, bro. That's literally James Harden. But I mean, that's just what how I see you. I don't know how you see yourself. So I guess it's, oh yeah, we can just, everybody say how they think they play. And we'll say.
It depends, bro. Some days it's James Harden. Next day it's KD. Next day it's Paul Pierce, bro.
Paul Pierce. You do take a lot of mid-range shots. You bank a lot too, bro. I don't know how you do it. What about you, Tyler?
You know Vucevic, the dude on the Bulls?
Nikola Vucevic, yeah?
He probably him. He played in the post a lot, so. And then, well, if he needs to, he can step out and hit a three.
I see that.
Okay, I think Vail is like Michael Jordan. Like on
nah, he's lying. He's lying, bro. I don't even play. Nah. I just take a lot of difficult shots because I'm able to. Yeah, difficult shots.
Paul George.
Lily Paul George. He knows. He knows.
I know. I know.
He knows. He knows.
Nah.
CT.
I don't see Paul George.
They come out of nowhere.
I see someone like slightly worse, like Jason Tatum, maybe.
What?
What?
No. PG, bro. PG. Yeah, PG. Same shots. Literally, bro. I wish I had.
You're not Paul George.
Of course I'm not Paul George. Bro.
You ain't played for Indiana for seven seasons. How long was it? Seven seasons?
11.
Paul George was it longer?
Six.
It was six?
Six, 2017. Dang. 11.
If Paul George didn't get injured, he'd be top three in the NBA right now.
Bro, if
yeah,
bro, probably. If they took the chance and got – somebody said something on some post or whatever. It was like back when PG was here, they wanted like to get like the best power forward in the game at the time.
They wanted to get
and I think Larry Bird said no.
It was AD, wasn't it?
Yeah, they was
it was either AD or probably like Blake Griffin. Either way, best power forward in the game. And, yeah.
No, that's why he left because he was like, I need backup here.
They said, nah, we ain't trying to win for real.
And they was trying to make him play power forward after he came off an injury.
Right. It was so stupid, bro. Like, bro, we could have had a ring by now.
Indiana do be selling because they traded, what's it called? Kawhi Leonard on draft night, which is also crazy.
I can't blame them for that, though.
I mean, I can. They needed a guard, but I mean, when you see what Kawhi Leonard turned into and how the Clippers are now, it's like, yeah. Why would you do that? Like, you could have.
He's
gonna.
Hey, who got drafted first, PG or Kawhi? Like
PG.
The year before. Mm-hmm. I can see why they did that. They were both small forwards.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, you see how they play now.
It was back then. It was like, okay, everybody's doing positions. Yeah, you don't want to like get two of the same person.
Yeah.
They were really alike coming. They first year in the NBA.
Yeah, they were both. Yeah. They were risky, but I mean, I guess I see the argument where if Kawhi didn't go to San Antonio, he wouldn't turn into the player he was today. So
yeah, probably not.
And if PG didn't like developing Indy. Yeah, I guess I
both
see
both of
it.
Them had injuries too. That's the crazy part.
But they came. I think they came back better than injury.
Yeah, I wouldn't say better because Paul George came back. Paul George came back.
Nah, he came back better into the playoffs.
Right. You won't see. Yeah, playoff wise.
Playoff P.
He didn't get better, but like regular wise, like he
was. Kawhi began better though.
He was MVP and DPOY in talks. Like when he came back. So
yeah,
always respect him for that. Teef. All right, we just talking about him. This is that basketball episode. Whole basketball episode now. It's supposed to be something else. But, T, favorite, why is KD your favorite player? I'll go into why mine is.
Bro, I have no idea.
You just woke up and was like,
I think like fourth grade, I saw the movie Thunderstruck, and I saw him in there. That movie is like, it's so mid, bro. It's like, not even mid. It's actually a bad movie. It's like a knockoff Space Jam without Looney Tunes. But like,
he's a 3 for 67.
Bro. Yeah, it was. Yeah, but like, it was KD, bro. And I got like 2K. I got 2K15. And he was on the cover. Like, yeah. Oh, this man kind of cool. And that was it. Right. Like, back then, I didn't know who Russell Westbrook was, bro.
Oh, yeah. I've already
seen him on the same team. I didn't even know he existed for real. Yeah, like, let me watch the KD game.
He got it nice. With KD, that's low key loyalty, bro. I respect that.
Is it?
I mean, you loyal to the player,
Are me and KD really loyal?
No, I mean technically no, but you're loyal to him, so it's kind of,
it's kind of weird.
It is weird. What about you, Tyler? Who's your favorite player?
DeRozan, man. You remember back when NBA Jam was on the iPods? Everybody's playing it.
Bro, I'm 16. You remember?
I ain't have an iPod. All right,
it was like a little 2v2 game. And I'd always use the Raptors back when he was in Toronto. And I just loved the Raptors logo. So I was like, man, that's my favorite player.
All right.
And then he just keeps elevating. So.
All right, that's nice. So I'm assuming you're a Raptors or Bulls fan?
No. Raptors, yeah.
Okay, I knew
I thought you said Bulls. I was like,
Nah, I mean
they're both good teams.
Yeah, I mean, but if my take on DeMar DeRozan get out, Steve, you already know how I feel about DeMar.
He hates DeMar DeRozan.
I don't hate DeMar. I just think he's a bit overrated.
He be calling him DeMar DeFrozen. I think he underrated, bro.
He's underrated.
He was underrated until, like, this season. I think right now he's properly rated.
I say over because everybody was hyping him up when he was dropping. When the Bulls was – all right, I don't think it's the DeMar thing. I think it's the Bulls thing.
It's the Bulls thing,
yeah, because everybody was eating the Bulls. When I'm like –
they 17-0. Oh, my God.
Yeah, because everybody saw, like, what, Zach LaVine, Lonzo Ball, DeMar DeRozan going off.
They was all going
off. Yeah, they was all going off wing.
Like, they're winning against bad teams.
Yeah, I didn't realize that until, like – mid-season. Like, wait a minute. Yeah, these are all bad teams.
Bro, they played the Pistons like every other week. Yeah. Like, they're going to win, of course.
Four times in a row, bro.
So I'm like, yeah, I don't think they're that good. Then in the playoffs came, DeMar didn't play as expected. And I was like, I told y'all, bro, you can kill the man, but not the idea.
So you hate DeMar DeRozan?
I don't hate DeMar. I like DeMar.
It's kind of ironic coming from a Paul George fan.
Yeah.
Okay, but we can admit Paul George has done more than DeMar DeRozan. Right?
Next question.
Right. Come on,
they play
bro.
With DeMar. They play DeMar so much, bro.
How?
I don't know.
They don't play him. He plays himself, bro.
No, they play him, bro.
Bro, they got swept by LeBron.
DeMar deserves
Bob
better.
I mean, that move out of Toronto was kind of like.
They traded for Kawhi Leonard, a better.
And then they won a chip. So yeah, I guess it was.
He where he is now. So I guess everybody winning.
Kawhi should have stayed, bro.
In Toronto? I don't know.
Yes, bro.
Yeah, if he
just to give him free food and. Restaurant dinners and whatnot. I would have stayed, bro.
It's California.
I know he ripped. Okay.
LA.
It's LA.
Okay, I've been to California.
You've been to the weak part of California, bro.
I've been to the.
Where were you?
I was in Palm Springs, bro.
That's exactly.
Same week.
That is weak.
That's weak.
I guarantee you,
compared to LA.
I don't want to go to LA.
Why not?
It's LA, bro.
LA's fun. I've been to LA. I
want to go to LA.
It's fun. You haven't been. Where have you been, Tyler?
I've been everywhere, really. Out of the country. I've been like Jamaica, the Bahamas. On a couple cruises. I ain't gone to the West Coast, though. That's where I want to go next.
West Coast is fun. I've been to L.A. I was in L.A. when LeBron had signed there. So everybody was going crazy. I saw the hotel.
That was you, bro.
What you mean that was
LeBron me? Signed in L.A.? He came and said, okay, Ville.
He was like, Ville. Ville is in L.A. right now. I know my choice. Nah, bro. I was just there. Everybody was going crazy. So I'm like, what's going on? And they're like,
We got LeBron.
I was like, oh, okay, cool. But yeah, but I think. I mean, LA's nice though. You went to the weak part, but LA's California.
I wouldn't say Palm Springs is weak. I mean, like,
because you was there.
It's not. It's probably like top three LA.
What's
not top three LA? Top three California.
Top three LA.
Top three LA.
I messed up.
Hey. Okay, so what's top three California?
I don't know.
You don't know San Francisco.
LA. San Fran, then Los Angeles, and probably like Palm Springs, bro.
Palm Springs number one.
Nah. I don't think
that wasn't in order.
You just ranking them.
Nah, yeah.
You just okay. Tyler, what's top three places you've been?
I like the Bahamas. It was nice. Florida. Anywhere in Florida is nice, really. If you go to the beach.
I don't. Yeah, I was going to say, I don't really like Florida like that. I mean, I go to Florida like every other year.
And then, where was I been? Probably Mexico. It was hot, but it was cool.
Okay. I've never been to Mexico. I've been to Florida. Whenever I go to Florida, it rains. I swear to God.
It's bad rain, too.
It's bad,
but
bro.
But they're like, oh, this is normal, bro.
Yeah, it's like, I remember I was posting my, what's it called? I got some Florida friends, and I was like, they posted their weather. It was like, it's kind of cold today. It was like 70 degrees, bro. I'm like, bro, this is warm weather.
Bro, they throwing on jackets and everything.
Oh, God, they throwing on jackets, hoodies. I'm like, bro, it's like, this is like warm weather for Indiana, bro.
Hold on. Speaking of jackets, what do you think about people wearing sweatpants and hoodies in 90 degrees, bro?
I mean, that's crazy.
Silly, bro.
It's insane. For me, I do it because I'm in school and it's usually cold.
Yeah, but like.
So it's passable. But if you're doing it like during the summer,
yeah.
It's like, I know you hot, bro.
Like at the fair, bro. You see people.
Yeah, it's like, what is.
Like, I saw somebody in the puff. I was like,
yeah, bro. I saw somebody in the puff today at the school. I'm like, bro.
It is not that. It's too hot. Cold.
It's like 90 outside.
Like, I know fall coming, but dog, it's
when
still
he come
like
outside, he's going to be beaming hot after school, bro. There's no point in wearing that.
He's going to disintegrate, bro. Just turn into dust. But nah, man, I'm trying to think because it's like. It's weird because it's like I understand, but it's like I don't at the same time because it's like people's fits is kind of crazy. Like, I don't dress when I come to school, I don't dress to impress or nothing. Like,
I just want
to
be comfy,
yeah. Like, I'm wearing a white tee right now,
I have sweatpants and a t-shirt on,
but it's like people be coming in with like some shorts,
nicest clothes,
like,
bro.
Yeah. And they do be stunned. I'm not hating on that, that's
it's nice, but
salute to you. But it's me. They be having the hoodies on and they be like 100. I remember during the summer, it was like 107, bro. It was hot.
And you saw hoodies, bro?
I saw hoodies. Yeah. Bro, it was bad, bro. It was terrible.
That's what happened. I went to Palm Springs. It was about as hot as that. And all I saw was, like, long sleeves, bro. Like, they was wearing long sleeves and big, heavy jeans and whatnot. I'm like, bro.
Because they used to it, bro.
That's not okay.
It's bad, man. But where's somewhere y'all would want to go? Like, what's your dream? Not dream, but, like, where'd y'all want to go if y'all could on the planet? They could be in America anywhere.
Home.
Like the movie?
Nah, that alien looked freaky, bro.
That movie was trash.
It wasn't that. It was
you don't
trash,
like Rihanna,
trash.
Bro?
Rihanna was like the main.
Rihanna's not in the movie.
She's in the movie.
She played that one
she's
girl.
A voice, but she's not in the movie.
I mean, technically, she's in the movie. It's animated, bro. She made the soundtrack, bro. She in the movie.
She's like, not in
like
the
Kendrick,
movie.
Like Kendrick Lamar is in Black Panther.
No, he's not.
He is in Black Panther, bro.
He's part of the movie.
He made the album.
Soundtrack, bro.
Bro, he in the movie.
He's not in the movie, though.
When you say Black Panther, you think of Kendrick Lamar.
His voice in the movie.
I think
of Chadwick Boseman.
All right. But I'm saying, you think of him, too, bro. When I think of Black Panther.
I think about the album cover.
I think about Overrated, Chadwick Boseman,
overrated.
And Michael B. Jordan. I think the movie's overrated. I like the movie, though, but it's overrated.
Why is that your first thought? Like, just overrated?
Because when the movie came out, it's getting praised. Oh, best movie of all time.
What you want to watch, man? I want to watch Black Panther. They're on his mind. Overrated.
Okay. All right. When they say that, it's like.
I think it's overrated too, not gonna lie.
Exactly. But
that was the first thing you said. You were like, it's overrated.
When it first came out, it wasn't overrated. When it everything else started dropping, it was like, yeah, okay.
When's the second one coming out?
This year.
November.
It should be
11.
November or something. Yeah.
November 11th.
Unless they postponed it like they did last time.
Yeah, because Tief, I'm looking at your trailers right now with all the movies on it.
Yeah, I put it like high A, like top A.
Top of A. And I was like, oh, man. This is a good movie.
Yeah, that's when it first dropped.
Yeah, but I was like, I don't think this is better than, the Spider-Man duos.
Yeah, the Spider-Man movies were kind of low.
The Spider-Man movies are good.
They need to go up.
Yeah, thank you. See, let's talk about your tier list, Tease. Let's talk about your tier list.
Yeah, bro. Think of this.
Let's talk about your tier list,
you
bro.
Keep putting them out, so we're going to keep talking about
exactly,
it.
Exactly, bro. It's our job. It's your job to put them out. It's our job to talk about it. So your Pixar tier list is the first one.
It's the best. No, it's not the best one, but it's still pretty good, bro.
Nah, the only issues I have with it, Cars.
Cars at C.
Yeah, Cars.
Of course.
Cars is too low, I think.
Cars is high A.
I think B. Wow. I think B. I don't know. C is like crazy because you got to
look
this.
At them too because I'm going to get lost.
Yeah, because go ahead, bro. I'm waiting till you pull it up. See if you can go ahead and pull it up.
Like
too,
aside from like the fact that Cars is like mad iconic, it's not that great. Like if it wasn't for that iconic, it would be like a cool C.
Let me know when you got it up, Tyler.
The only problem I have is Toy Story 4 and 3 are above Cars. Like,
I see three.
You think Toy Story 3, 4 was better than Cars?
I don't think 4 is better than Cars. I think 3.
I don't even know what happened in Toy Story 4.
Me personally, I don't like how Woody. I don't like how Woody left his homies for a girl.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
Nah,
word to Drake, bro.
He did the worst way possible, bro. He said, "Forget Bonnie. I don't want to be a play toy no more. I want to help toys get families and whatnot." Like, bro. Like,
hey,
bro. Be selfish.
He about. All right. Other than that, the rapper tier list is actually kind of valid.
It was.
I kind of like it.
Except for 21 Savage needs to be higher.
That was the hardest list, bro.
Yeah, I think 21 was higher.
Where'd you have him? Was he C?
He's B. He's third and B.
Bro, like.
He's definitely higher.
Yeah, I say lower Juice, but other than that, everything's cool.
Lower Juice?
Lower.
I don't think.
He's perfect where he's at right now.
I think. Yeah.
B is cool, but I mean, all right, if we just have them, like, not placing in the orders, I guess it's cool. Juice is a good B artist.
He's almost A, bro. If it wasn't for what Lil Baby did to him, he kind of messed up his stuff.
Oh, I thought you said Lil Baby.
Lil Baby, he be dropping. Like, he was like, okay, I found his leaks. All right, I released the song, but worse. Then, like, it's
you
so
know that one
up.
Meme where it was like, blah, 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 be in the studio. Like, yeah, let's drop it, but make it worse.
Yeah, like, bro. Like,
yeah, that's.
Hey, you know what I'm mad about? You know that clip of Lil Baby and DaBaby in the studio together?
I think so.
Yeah, why didn't they drop that?
Bro, artists have so many songs. Bro. Like, if you get best songs of all time, that's not dropping.
And yeah, then they, sure, when like, they drop it, it changes everything and it's trash.
Yeah, like, yeah, bro. Like, a unreleased, you hear the leak. Oh my gosh, this is great. It's
beautiful.
And then, like, they'll drop the full song and it's like, bro, what happened?
Because I remember Future had that with the Gucci Bucket Hat song. Yeah. I was like this is kind of nice.
Yeah, it was the Polo G song, the Batman song. The Michael Jackson remix.
Oh, yeah.
The snippet was so hard, but then it came out and I was like, bro, what?
This is I don't think anybody can, like, remix Michael Jackson.
No. He did it all right in the snippet.
All right, yeah. I ain't gonna lie. I like the Young Boy song. I think the Young Boy song with what's it called? Dirty Diana. I think that song's pretty good. That's the only song I was like, eh.
I don't listen to Young Boy that much. So I don't blame you.
They only got like 5 Young Boy songs. TV looking at me crazy.
I have like 5 in my playlist. Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, TV's.
I ain't saying nothing, bro. All
right, next is your restaurant list, tier list.
That one was valid. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, this one's valid. Only thing I can note. Is
Little Caesars.
Yeah, Little Caesars.
It's not as bad as Arby's.
Little Caesars is not B tier, bro. Little Caesars is bad.
You think Little Caesars is bad?
Little Caesars is bad, bro.
Little Caesars is you know how cheap it is? And
bro,
like,
that's the one thing. Bro,
hey, does it matter?
Little Caesars is good if somebody's nodding your ear saying,
why you think that?
Bro, this is trash. That's what Andrew said. Why you think I didn't put 5 guys in like A or S, bro? That costs too much.
5 guys is expensive.
Yeah, like I'm not
trying to paycheck in 1 year.
I ain't trying to break bread trying to get a sandwich, bro. Like
I thought, all right, I didn't know you were regular. I thought you were regular off, like,
food. I rank off everything, bro.
Okay, so, man, if Little Caesars was the same price as the Nottos, y'all would not think this, bro. Y'all would not.
Exactly. You're right. That's why Little Caesars is up there.
Yeah, you're right. That's why I think, okay, I see. Okay, because I was rating them, like, food-wise. Like, okay, like, IHOP is pretty good. A-tier. You know, Chick-fil-A, good. That's your.
I also ranked it, like, in a category. That's why I put, like, Subway and A. It's a sandwich place.
Yeah, you make the food.
Up to like IHOP, it's like breakfast.
Because you can't compare. Yeah, you can't really compare like a Panera to a McDonald's.
That's why Pizza Hut and S. Like, I don't think Pizza Hut is good as Popeyes for real, but like.
I don't like it.
Dang, that's crazy.
Yeah, okay. So, T4, are you putting Culver's at?
Culver. They can stay in A, I guess.
Culver's is probably one of the best fast food places. I'm not going to lie. Burgers, chicken tenders.
The ice cream kind of expensive, and it melts kind of fast.
That's why when you go to Culver's, go across the street to the Meijer, they got the Purple Cow ice cream. It's $2.99 for a gallon, bro.
You are right, bro. The point is that same price for a little cup.
That's what I'm saying. You get a whole bucket of ice cream for the same price.
All right. Your tier list was actually pretty good.
Hold on, let me look.
This might be the best one.
That might be.
It's like the first one that everybody sat down and said, this is kind of valid. This is good.
Yeah, this is when everybody hopped on the train.
Yeah.
The only thing I would raise was Lucky Charms, but that's not major.
I got a bad memory.
When you got a whole bite of Unlucky Charms,
it's so
bad.
I like the regular version. I think they're solid.
You don't like no marshmallows in your stuff?
If you get a spoonful of just the cereal. You're like, delicious.
The issue with Lucky Charms is you got to get the perfect ratio of marshmallows and stars, bro. Yeah. I'm like, bro, I ain't trying to make that myself.
You know you can buy a bag of like 40 pounds of the marshmallows on Amazon.
You can do it.
You're going to be, oh my.
Let me get on Amazon and gain like 20 pounds real quick, bro. Yeah,
but I think Lucky Charms C is cool. I think the issue was Raisin Bran and C2 with it.
Raisin Bran is not that bad.
It's not that bad.
It's not good. It's not my first choice, but I'll eat it.
Like, if I want to be healthy for the day, I would definitely eat that for breakfast.
It's a good way to start the day if you want to be healthy.
Me personally, I usually don't eat breakfast at all.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of bad.
Yeah, I woke up with a banana.
But like, yeah, I'll eat
flakes
like,
this morning.
You better than me, bro. But like, if I want to eat something healthy before I go, like, do a workout or something, I'll probably eat Raisin Bran if it's cereal.
Okay. All right. Your Marvel 2 list.
That one was.
This one was actually pretty good. Yeah. I liked it.
It was hard for me to see. I can't really see it.
Yeah.
I just noticed all the movies, so it was easy for me. Yeah. Other than that, I think this was a pretty good list. I'm trying to think. Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is actually a pretty good list, Steve. One thing I would probably raise was Civil War. Yeah, I would definitely raise Civil War. Probably Homecoming. But other than that, it's a pretty good list. And lower Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel was not that good.
Marvel's not that good.
Yeah, I think it's worse than C.
Yeah, I think
it's a D.
It's not F, but it's not.
I might have to rewatch it.
I think
school.
I'm watching The Amazing Spider-Man 2 before Captain Marvel, in my opinion.
For real?
Every day.
Like, I might too.
And I don't even like
Spider-Man. I like Spider-Man. It's a better character. Like, Spider-Man just cooler, bro.
I mean, I guess, but I mean, it's Andrew Garfield Spider-Man.
But like, it's
Spider-Man. It is Spider-Man.
It's Spider-Man. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like,
I see what you say. But I mean, other than that, yeah. I need to see that Amazing Spider-Man and be, yeah. Yeah, that movie's not that bad.
I'm past that one already. I'm on video game.
Yeah, video game is
this kinda, one was a little.
This is
Call of Duty B tier.
Yeah, I mean, Call of Duty kind of has like the SpongeBob effect. Well, I'll talk about that later. Yeah. It starts off strong, very strong, yeah. But then it just goes down and down. So
yeah,
it's like,
I mean, like, it could get moved up though.
I feel like it's actually mid A, just because of how good Black Ops 1 and Black Ops 2 were.
3 was good too.
3 wasn't that good.
I like 3 a lot.
But other than that, this is pretty good.
2K is B tier, respectfully.
Yeah,
I don't know how you guys play 2K every single day.
I don't.
You guys, people in general. Yeah. Right? Y'all like, oh, I got the 99 bill, bro. I'm like, well, how did you grind that hard for that?
They paid, bro. They bought
level 40 in 2 days in the season. Exactly. Like, bro, go outside, play actual basketball.
Yeah, I'm saying, like, why would I hop on 2K? I'm tired. I want to just go outside and hoop
it's
for
the,
real.
It's like just the court is walkable for me, so it's like I'm not tripping.
Yeah,
but
I can walk to a court.
But it's like
2K is just like a bad game in general. Like for like the past 5 years,
17 was the last good one.
Yeah, like 18 was terrible. 19 was okay. 20 was.
I think 20. I thought 20. 20 was. I think it's because it benefited.
20 was
COVID.
That was an okay one.
21 was a bad one.
21 was bad.
21 was terrible.
21 was bad.
Bro, like the shot, speed on there made me so mad. Like they would shoot so slow. I'm like, bro. He's not like this in real life.
Nobody's like that.
He
in real
shoots
life.
Way faster than this. Ain't no way he over here like
the only,
this.
The only person that shot like accurately was Devin Booker. That was
like,
the only
made,
person.
Like they gave a badge for shot speed.
Yeah,
it was like that was like, dumb. What? Like why would you? That's just a waste. Like,
that's so stupid.
But all right, that was a pretty solid list. Other than that, I ranked the Drake the anime games. So
yeah,
that was a cool.
You got so much hate for that. Like oh my god, it's trash. It's stupid. I'm like nah,
bro. I'm right.
Fruit tier list, bro.
This is valid.
I had the most
beef with this tier list.
This was valid for me.
I'll put a one thing, bro.
Not really one thing. Two things.
Wow.
I said banana A, and I said watermelon's not that good.
Banana is trash.
Banana not trash.
It might be low B.
I like my fruits to have juice in them, bro.
Yeah, I can't eat a dry fruit.
Yeah, I feel
banana is dry.
I guess, but I mean, it's just like I didn't think watermelon was that good, bro. I don't think watermelon is that good.
You know how much hate I got for putting that in S, bro.
What, watermelon?
Yes.
No way.
Because it's not that good. Watermelon.
Bro, I can eat a whole watermelon in one sitting, bro.
A good watermelon is good, bro. Like a bad one, like a one with no sweetness in it. It would be like a cool C. But a good watermelon,
you
bro.
Hit that good watermelon. You hear that knock when you hit it.
You get a nice sweet one, bro.
Oh my god. Other than that, oranges. Find where it's at. Where'd you put apples?
B. I mean A.
Oh,
yeah, I put A.
Yeah,
green apples might be S.
Green, I don't like green apples.
I only like
red apples.
Yeah, I only eat red apples.
And red grapes. Red grapes and green grapes need to switch.
I think red grapes are all right. I think green grapes are S. I mean, I got like grapes in general, so I think they both S. Mangoes are fine. Yeah, mangoes.
Blueberries are F. I don't like blueberries.
Well, you know,
depends.
I just don't like it. I never like blueberries.
Where'd you put strawberries top A? Yeah. Yeah, okay. Other than that, I really don't have no beef with that tier list other than watermelon being too high, but other than that, it's pretty good.
And pink sauce.
Yeah. All right. Animation tier list.
I can't even see this one.
I know it's all made.
It was good though.
It's actually pretty valid. Pretty valid.
I think like half a A can make S.
Only
it
change
good, but you can't have that many S.
Yeah, you can't. S is limited. Like, only thing I would change is Teen Titans and Dragon Ball Z probably an S.
If I actually watch Pokemon Dragon Ball Z, they can make S, but I haven't seen enough yet.
Pokemon is valid, but I think a lot of people carry it from nostalgia. Other than that, Dragon Ball Z is like a deserved S. Because even I was saying that.
I wouldn't put SpongeBob middle. I put it higher. I put it closer to the top A, just because of the memories it has. Like,
see, I can recall
SpongeBob episodes.
You can't say S plus. I was hearing people should put top of S. I'm like, no.
Yeah, and that reason it was just like, bro, SpongeBob.
I'm like, yeah, SpongeBob. Bro, first three seasons. I'm like, bro,
the last
the
10,
first
the,
three,
bro,
the last like
over the last
13,
bro.
God.
You shooting like Curry, bro.
You shooting like me at tryouts, bro.
Like you got terrible efficiency.
Like that's terrible.
But, man, other than that, yeah.
That's it. So all of them really good.
Good job, Chief. You know, me and you may not see eye to eye. I know Tyler agrees with your list. He's a firm tier list believer.
Man. We got good opinions,
There's always that one thing that I'm like, that could change. But other than that, it's solid.
Dude, he's smart, bro. Everybody like, oh, my God, this one thing ruins the whole list. I'm like, no, bro.
You can't ruin a list with one thing. That's all I got.
I always say, you know, this list is valid. But it's usually one thing that's on the list. It's just like, I don't agree with that. But other than that, it's cool. But, you know, Chief. Not that bad.
Not
not too bad.
Yeah, you're not too bad, but not too
let shabby. Purdue, let Purdue commit.
By the way, you already know homecoming is next week. I think this episode.
Next Saturday. When do we get tickets, bro? I don't even know.
We get tickets next week around. Lunch. Wednesday.
How much it cost?
Friday.
10. 10?
Ten?
Oh. Yep.
Yeah, but you like, hey, yo, vote Jordan Boy and Francisco.
You can't plug on the podcast, bro.
What?
Vote who you want.
Anyway, vote for Jordan Boy and Francisco Sanchez, bro.
Vote who you want, man. That's going to be all for us. Tyler, thank you for coming out, man.
Yeah. Vote for Teeth.
Thank you, Teeth.
Hey, I come back out if y'all
gotta
want
come back.
Episode,
so. Basketball season, bro. Come back.
Yeah,
during the season, I'll come back.
That's all for On the Porch, man. Thank you for listening. We out.